Hello.
Hi, I'm looking for Margaret.
Who's calling, please?
My name is Daniel. I'm calling from Noom Book Writing.
You're calling from what?
Noom Book Writing.
Yes, this is Margaret. What can I do for you?
Hello there, ma'am. This is Daniel. We just spoke 15 minutes ago, I guess. Hello?
I'm sorry, Daniel. I didn't hear you.
I'm saying we just spoke 15 minutes ago. I believe you remember me.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Great. I actually contacted Lisa for the picture that you sent to her, and I got an access to that. I was looking at the picture, but the picture seems to be very low resolution. So do you have any other file which can actually, hold much more better resolution because it's going to go on the cover? Do you have any other format available for the picture?
What did you say? What's the last sentence you said about the picture?
I said it's about the picture you have sent is in low resolution. We cannot use that on the cover. We would need a better version of the picture.
You know, Daniel, I'm going to have to take another picture. That one is the picture that I used professionally when I was working as a physician, and
okay.
I got it off of the Internet.
You got it off the Internet. Okay, do you have the file, the original file of the picture in your computer or maybe in your phone?
I don't have a picture on my phone.
Original file of the picture that you sent me. The picture you have sent is exactly from Google. You're correct. You have actually screenshot that picture from Google and you sent it to us, right?
I don't know these computer terms. I uploaded it from Google, yes, and I sent it to my phone, and from my phone I sent it to Lisa's phone.
Yep, that's what I'm saying. Now, when you did this all this transfer part from one phone to another, the resolution that we got over here, the final resolution, is very low, all right? It's blur. We cannot see a clear picture. It's not clear. So we would need a clear, much more better picture, a high-resolution picture in a different format that would go on the back of the cover.
So the picture that I now have on my phone, the one that is blurred, is there a way to make that high resolution?
They cannot. They would need the original file for that.
Because when I have it on my phone, it's not blurred at all.
I'm sorry? When you have it on your phone?
Yeah, it's not blurred at all. I mean, I see it very clearly.
Well, I can. It's quite blurred at my end. It's not that I cannot see you. Of course I can see you, but it's not quite high resolution. It's a very low resolution picture what I can see. Now, it's possible you picked it up from internet, so this thing happens. Okay, so I'm asking you if you have a better version of that picture. If not, then you need to send any other picture which is in high resolution. I do not mind putting this picture on the book, but the resolution that I have right now in front of me, it's very blurred, all right? So we cannot use that. It won't make sense.
Right. No, I understand, and I want it to be right, but I don't have any other picture. I'm going to have to get one.
Yes, you will have to click one professionally, properly, and send it to us in a JPEG format.
Right. Daniel, I'm just going to have to get one. I don't have one right now.
No worries. Take your time. There's no push on it. Take your time. We're all here with you. I'm just telling you the picture you sent in is not, something that we can work with. Even if we try to work with it, it won't look good. It would ruin the complete presentation. So it's better that we come up with a different one. So take your time on this. No push. Take your time on this. We'll work on the remaining elements for the cover. And when the picture will be finalized, we'll put it over there. Okay?
Do you think it's necessary to have a picture?
It looks good if you have one. Of course it looks good, People will be able to see who Margaret is.
Okay. Well, let me see what I can do.
Take your time. No worries on it.
All right.
Anything? Okay, one more thing I wanted to ask you, Margaret. I do not remember if you actually, the first payment that you made was done through your Visa or MasterCard. I will need that information again from you so that I can have my billing department process the remaining $250. So do you want to try it on the same card or do you want to try it on a new card this time?
I'm not sure which card I used.
We don't even have the access to that. We cannot check it after, 24 to 48 hours, that detail gets deleted from the system. So I will need your card details again to process the $250 on it. So do you have the card available?
Let me give you okay, let's try this one, Daniel. May I give you the number?
Yes, that works.
It's 4447.
Mm-hmm.
9625.
Mm-hmm.
1676.
Mm-hmm.
5876.
Okay. Let me repeat the numbers for you again. It's 4447 9625 1676 5876.
5876.
Yes, I got the same. How do you have your name appearing on the front of your card?
It's my name on the card, Margaret Ellis.
Okay, any middle initial?
No.
Okay. Please verify me the expiration date on the card. When does your card expire?
8/23.
Mm-hmm. August 2023. Okay, and the 3-digit on the back side of your card?
The 3 digits on the back side of the card?
Yes, CVC.
471.
Okay. Now, Margaret, to make sure you are the primary card holder, please verify me the zip code which is associated with this card in the bank.
74344.
Okay, 74344. Okay. Let me have the billing process, the remaining on this card, and I will give you confirmation quick 5 minutes from now. And once
done,
I'll deliver you the invoice for the completed payments, that your payments are done and what you have paid in total for the project.
And, you know, Daniel, it occurred to me that I should tell you,
please,
the reason I was so concerned is that Lisa has always been Johnny on the spot to get back with me.
Absolutely,
so,
exactly. That's how she works.
Yeah, I mean, she's been very good. I have no complaints whatsoever, except that I just thought the book would be out faster than this. But I think that when it does get out, I think I'm going to have a very professional product. And everybody that I've showed the cover to is just in love with the cover.
Okay. That's nice. Well, Lisa,
yeah,
wasn't available this time. I'm really sorry once again, but she is always helpful, and she makes sure, her clients are completely happy. That's the reason, when you said that she wasn't responding, I was confirming. Was it last week or was it this week? Because this week she has been a bit disturbed.
All right, then.
I'll do the needful, and I'll update you in about quick 5 minutes from now. Either I'll call you or I'll give you a text, okay?
Thank you so much.
No problem, ma'am. No problem. I'm all here with you. Don't worry about it.
All right. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye for now.